We are learning Maseches Bava Kamma, Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, and we are starting on the bottom of Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis, Otu Gabi Behemto Miloi Tanya. It's around the 7 lines on the bottom. So we had a Maisa where someone who was Odom Amazik knocked down a tree, destroyed a tree, a dekel, and the Reish Lusa said they have to pay for the tree. And they said to him, no, you have to, the way you evaluate it, you don't evaluate the tree, you evaluate the Shishim. So Rava said, who said that in Shishim is even by Adam HaMazik? So Rav Nachman said back that, Abaye told Rava that why are you so sure that Beniske Gufa is different? Because the Braisa says, a Loshon of Roy Noisa, Kamah Yosa, Kamah Yafel before, Kamah Yafel afterwards, it doesn't say anything about Shishim. Doesn't say anything about Shishim. So I'll show you by Behema also doesn't say anything about Shishim, and we know the means Shishim. Says that doesn't say the word Shishim, and still we know it means Shishim. The Tanya went into the Braisa. Katman Atiyah. If a Behema knocked down a small tree that just started growing, Rabbi Yisrael, goes exeris Yerushalayim, Imrim Nitiyah Bas Shnosa, Shtei Kesef. That if Behema destroys a small tree that's only a year old, you pay 2 kesef. If it's 2 years old, you pay 4 kesef. And the Rebbe Peretz already here speaks out that what it means is that there's a knas that even though it doesn't have that value after you evaluate it, but the minimum payment is 1 kesef by 2 kesef by a 1 year old and 4 kesef by a 2 year old. That's what it means. That's what Rebbe Peretz learns. Shalom the Gemara. Read Rebbe Peretz Lashon. It says Tema my kama hacha. Less than this is not. So that's pshat in the Gezer Gezerus. Then it goes, Brice goes, Vaita, Ochlo Chaziz, if it eats Shachas. So basically, you figure out, look at the rest of the field, how much the rest of the Tua grew, more than a Shachas. Shachas means very little. You look at the rest of the field, how much it grew. And that's how you figure how much you pay for this. Like Rashi says, "Roynas hanoisar lefi mashatala kol aruga aruga make katzir mashalim." You pay lefi how much everything else grew, and this was supposed to grow that also. You're going to pay for that value. V'chomayimrim roynas kama hoisi yafa v'kama yafa. You figure out the karka how much it was worth and how much it's going to be worth. That's how you figure that. Zokta b'raisa vaita ochlo smadar if it ate grapes, small grapes, right from the beginning when it grows. You look at a ki'ilu, already it's big enough grapes that the oimer li batzer, that they're ready to be harvested. And that's how you figure out the value of it. You figure out again, the karka, how much it's worth with those small grapes, and how much it's worth without the small grapes coming to mekel. You don't pay for grapes that are oimer li batzer. You pay for how much this field is worth. It doesn't really take into account that it's so big, because if you go into a field, it's missing small grapes, already it's not, it doesn't lose so much value. When do you say you shot it off agav the karka bizman sha'ochla lulu evi gefanim v'churi te'enim? Only for eight the branches, different type of branches. But if it ate already the fruits that started sprouting, look at the kilu, it's anovim is the batzer. It's similar to Rabbi Yeshua Shita, and we'll see soon, Yat Hashem, pshat in that Shita. So the Gemara, right? Tony Mears, it says over here, here it says in the Chacham, talking about karka, talking about a behemoth is mazik. It says, how do you figure it out? You figure kama yisyafa, kama yafa, like a mishishim. And we know our mishnah, so we know from the Fort of Gemara, the way we learned at the mishnah, which says beisa, it means mishishim, like tani mishishim. Elamai yisachamayim mishishim. When it says you figure it out, it doesn't mean you figure out exactly this tree alone. You go by 60 times this area, whatever Amir you go with before. In the case of Adam Mazik Bashishim. So just to recap what we learned over here. We had over here that Naresh Galusa, he wanted to evaluate the dekel by itself. And they said to him, what do you mean? That's Dina de Prasoria. That's not the Yiddish way of doing Bezdin. That's not the way we do Bezdin. That's Parsa. And you have to do Bashishim. So Rava said, what do you mean? Maybe Adam Mazik's different. So Abaye told Rava, Adam Mazik is different. Why? Because it says in the Brisa, Royin Oysa Kama Oysa Yafel, Koyim Chem Kama Yafel, don't say anything about Shishim. Don't say anything about Shishim in the Brisa of the Paris either. So just like here it means B'Shishim, there also means B'Shishim, and it's not a Raya that didn't speak out the word Shishim. So Tamar Avaita, basically Lili says that when you evaluate, basically says when you evaluate the Shachas, this Tvua that's just starting to grow, so he says, how do you figure out how much to pay? You look at a ke'ilu, it was like the noisa, whatever was left. Whatever was left is a lot. So you figure out how much that's worth, and that's how much you pay if you're eating shachas. That's basically what he says, which means, basically, takes the potential into account. He doesn't just look at the little piece, he takes the potential into account. He says, Mara says, Rabbi Yosef Glili, Rabbi Shmuel, Omer Dovah Echa. They said the same thing. Rabbi Yosef Glili Hadamar basically says that when a behemoth eats shachas, you figure out b'meshu yishabayim. Rabbi Shmuel, the time of the Braisa, Meitiv Sadeo, Meitiv Karma Yishalim. We know the Pasuk says, Meitiv Sadeo, Meitiv Karma Yishalim, and we have a Bechaikas in the Braisa. We had this Braisa before on Davov and Beis. We want to say a little different shot now. So the way Rabbi Shmuel darshens is, Meitiv Sadeo Shal Nizik, or Meitiv Karma Shal Nizik. It's the best of the salt of the Nizik, and the best of the Karma of the Nizik. Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva, I'm a loy ball cost of Ligos and Nizik and Edias. The Pasuk is only telling us that when the mazik pays, he pays from idiots. That's all it means. The kavachem lehekdesh. So, what's the problem with small? That gemara before came out of maskanim. Lehekdesh are small. Rabbi Kiva is if you go with idiots the mazik or idiots the nizik. So our gemara is going to go say a little different. Rabbi Kiva Avad is saying that you go with the idiots of the mazik, and he's saying the whole point of meitav sadeo is that you have to pay from idiots. But we're going to say Rabbi Shmuel a little different. Leitema could have idi ba'oven. Don't want to have idi ba'oven. Rabbi the Avim Shalom Rabbi Shmuel was like this: going to Ochla Aruga Bein Arugois, that the behema ate a certain row. V'leya Dinin Chusha Havoi Ishvein Havoi. You don't know if the behema ate the shvacha, the weak row of tour, or the very good row of tour. And what would you say? The Amar, you say Kum Shlim Shmeina V'Meitav. You pay the best. That's what Meitav Sadeo Shenizik means. You pay the best. You suffer. You pay the best. So that's not a good pshat. So the Hakilar Mina, we don't say that. My time, Moitzi Bechavel Raya. When there's a suffix, so the Moitzi who's getting money has to bring a Raya. So here it doesn't make sense that that's Pshat in the Pasuk that you pay no matter what, you pay Shmeina. Why should you do that? It's only Mazik Chusha. Why should I pay Shmeina? If it's a suffix, why should I pay my suffix, the Shmeina? Ha Moitzi Bechavel Raya. So that is not Pshat in Rabbi Shmuel. You know what Pshat in Rabbi Shmuel is? Elo, the Meitav the Kamei, or my new Kehech the Solik. It means Meitav the Kamei means that you pay the aruga kefi what it was raw you to be, and how do you figure that out? You look at the other tefuah how it turned out in the mea katsa kehech the salak, like the other ones turned out. So that's what anup shalom rav shmo when it says meitav sadeo shel nizik means that when you pay for the tefuah behema ate, you don't look at it right now. Right now shachas is almost worthless. You look at it in the potential. That's what Rav Shmuel is saying. You look at the potential, how much it could have been. How do you know that? You look at the other tvua in the same field, how much it was worth. And that's how you evaluate this tvua. And this is exactly like Rav Yitzchak Lili. It comes out, Nup Shalom Rav Shmuel, when he says, Meitav Sadeo Shel Nizik means, you go with the potential, and that's like the Shita of Rav Yitzchak Lili. Omamar, Rav Shim Ben Yehuda, Imer, Meshim Rav Shim. Medvar Amurim, Sha'ochla Lovi Gefenim V'churi Teinim. Now, here, we had here Rabbi Yeshua that says that you figure out the smadar. Smadar is the first stage of a grape when it sprouts. That's the first stage. It's called smadar. Yeshua says if the hema eats a smadar, you look at it ki'ilu tanov ma'imedes lebatzer. Chacham say you take the whole entire field and you figure how much it's worth before, how much afterwards. Shem Yehuda says when do we say you figure out the whole field only if you ate the hema ate branches, but if it ate pagim ma'ibaiser, which is the next step. After smadar, pagim is by ta'ena, by figs, and baiser is by grapes, and that's after smadar. So he says, that's when you look at kima emenes lebatzer. Agav, I just want to speak out what Tosis is on top. Tosis is on top, and more to the end of Tosis of Achla, he says, v'nira, the alphagav of the Omer Rabbi Shua, roi noise kilo emenes lebatzer, mekomokim shomun oisin agav karka, avadi yashatzerab agav karka. You look at a karka that has grapes that are ready to be harvested, how much it's worth. Take away 10 clusters of grapes, how much it's worth, and that's how much you're paying. The chiddush of Rabbi Shua is, you don't look at smada, you look at oimeres lebatzer, but avadi, you work out the same way, like everyone else, that's what Taisa says, of doing with karka. That's what Taisa says, Rashi could be using for you, and I like that. Barak upon him, That's what's going on here, that Rabbi Shua says, Rayon Rayon Sekil Mayas Libatzar, and Rabbi Shua Hudu says, if you ate Lule Vanim Churitainim, then you go Batzar the Karka, the way it is right now. Or, but if you ate Pagma Baisa, then you look at it of another Mayas Libatzar. So remember, Samadar is in between nothing and Baisa. So the Gemara says like this, Omar Marav, Shem Rudu, Omar Shem Rav, 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 Ha Smadar, it's mashma. If the behemah ate the smadar, roin oisai ki ilu anavi mazibatza. Look, it looks like you shot it up ki ilu, it ate regular grapes. Ema seifa, okla pagimai baisar, which is a step after smadar. So it's mashma, there who the roin oisai ki ilu anavi mazibatza. Ha smadar, roin oisai ki kami yafa kama oisai yafa. You just evaluate the field, how much worth before and afterwards. So the kash is, shikol stira, in the words of Shimon ben Yehuda. On one hand, he considers smadar like anovim haymeres lebatzar, because he says, dafka love v'kafanim v'churitainim, only if it's branches. And on the other hand, he says, dafka b'yusar apagim. He doesn't say smadar. Omar avina kreich v'tani. Learn it all together. In this year, read it. Medvar amurum is banch achla lulav v'kafanim v'churitainim. When do we say you just evaluate the karka the way it looks right now when the behemah ate it, how much it's worth before and how much it's worth after? That's only if the behemah ate branches. Aval akla smadar pagimai baisa. You put in the word smadar now, but if behemah ate smadar small grapes pagimai baisa roin oisa kilo novim mesli batzer. Then you look at it kiilu those anovim were ready to be harvested, and that is how you figure out the value of what the behemah ate. Right, the Gemara. If that's the case, the halachah of Shimon Yehuda, Hainu Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yehuda is exactly the same situation like Rabbi Yeshua, because they both say that if you eat smadar, it's ki'ilu anavim ma'aseh lebatzar. More answers, the Kavanayu kichash gufna v'lo v'kachash gufna. The nafkin is like this: that one of these madiyamrim take into account that when grapes grow more, all the trees get very weak. A vine is a weak tree as it is. And if it goes through the whole process of the grapes going to be harvested, those trees get weaker. So if you might say, at the end of the day, you save some money. You save some money because the trees are stronger. You're right, you lost the grapes, which is a bigger loss, but you have to take into account, the might say, I did gain something. There was a silver lining here that the trees didn't get ruined. Do you put that into the cheshbon? Huh? There's certain value to that. There's certain value to that. Let's say the grapes I lost is worth it, or $200. But the ma'isa, I did gain that my tree's a little stronger for next year, so I gained $20. I only paid $180. The other ma'isa says, no, you ate the grapes. What I gained is like an agave. I can't take that into account. That's the machlekes. Now, which one holds which? That's a great question. We don't know who holds what. So Abaye Omar, Abaye says, I'll bring a raya from a different place in Shas, what Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda holds. Rabbi Yom Masaimi Masaimi, my Tana Dechaya Shekach Ufno, which man Yom is it Rabbi Yishik Lili or Rabbi Shimon Yehuda? Not Rabbi Yishik Lili, either Rabbi Yeshua or Rabbi Shimon Yehuda, which one holds that Kachash Gufno? We said both Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Shimon Yehuda both hold that Smadar, Yeroino is a kilo Heim and Novam and Mezli Batsi. Look at the kilo, it's grapes ready to be harvested. So which man Yom is a Raya to this Shaila? Man tana dechayish lekash gufno. Rav Shimon Yehuda, the town that abrises him. Rav Shimon Yehuda, Eimam Shimon, Rav Shimon Menasya. Oynis ainim mishal misatzar. We know that oynis mafata pays a knas, and besides a knas, it pays nezek tzar ripa shemas abayishes. Also, so here Rav Shimon Yehuda said oynis not paid tzar. Why? Because soifel it tzar atachas baila. That tzar of the hasharas dam besulim, for example, will happen anyway under her husband. And therefore, you menache that amount from the tzar. Omru lo, the baron said back, ain't a doyman nevelas b'rotzen nevelas b'ainus. What do you mean? It's much more painful nevelas b'ainus than rotzen. You can't say that you're going to have that tzar takas b'ayla. But in any case, like Toys speaks out, both these mandem hold that be'etzem you menache the tzar. There's omru osit liyos. You menache that tzar. So that's right. You shouldn't be able to hold that you menache chash gufno from the value of it. From the value of what you're paying, and that'll be the mandiyama hold that you take off the value of what that the trees would have been machesh. Now it's not. You take that off the payment. Omar Abaye, Hani Tanoi, Rav Shimon Yehuda, Om Davacha. The following Tanoi and Rav Shimon Yehuda hold the same exact thing. Rav Shimon Yehuda, Adamar. Rav Shimon Yehuda just said that he holds you menake when you pay, let's say for the gefanim, you take off the gain that you got by the trees not getting weaker. And we also saw Rav Shimon Yehuda holds it by tzar, also by oynes mafata. There, you take off the value of the tzar. So that's Rabbi Shimon Yehuda. And Hayatanai Mahi, the time of the Rice, Rishi Emer, when you pay the Mev Lodos, so we're talking about, let's say, a person hurt a Isha, hit an Isha, and she lost a Vlodos. So Allah says you pay for the Vlodos, you also pay for any tsar that she had. But Lamaisa, at the end of the day, they save money on the doctor, on the birth. On the birth. On the birth, there's a midwife, it costs money. Midwife, Lamaisa, you save money on that. So you take that off the value that paid for the Vlodos or not? That's the Machlokes here. You take off the payment that the mazik is paying, the Adama mazik is paying, you take off how much the Isha saved on the midwife expenses. You deduct the mezoinus that it costs, b'shat when she's giving birth, she needs extra food then, because she's working very hard to give birth, and you take off, you deduct that value. Mandu amar nechi chaya. Mandu holds that you deduct the value of the midwife. Kosh can get nechi mezaynus. Avad you take off the mezaynus, of course. Mandu amar nechi mezaynus. Avad nechi chaya. You don't deduct the birthing the midwife course. Why not? Loi. Amalei. Is the pechichai? She knows how to do it herself. V'lo mi bayichai. She doesn't need a midwife. So therefore, I'm not paying for it. She doesn't use a midwife, and therefore, I'm not paying for that value. But in any case, we see from here, both these Tanoim hold that you deduct off the payment of the mazik, you deduct the charges that they would have had anyway, and now they didn't have, we deduct that off the payment of the mazik. So what's Allah l'maisa? Rapapa Rahun Bar Yeshua, Ovid Uvda Kavaseh de Rav Nachman B'shishim. There's one from a story where Adam was mazik a dekel, and he did like Rav Nachman, he evaluated it in 60 times. Lishta Achrina, Rapapa Rahun Bar Yeshua, Shamu Dikla Agav Katina Dara. He evaluated the dekel agav, a piece of land. It's not clear what's the difference between two lashonis. And pashtus the kavanah between two lashonis are that one man they hold you shaman agav the karka and not shishim, just agav the karka. But lemaisa, you look at the Rebbeinu Peretz and the Rif, they're both mashmad, even this man they hold shishim, so it's not clear what the nafgim two lashonis are. The la'ain lechem mishnah. The Hilchasak of Seder Apapa and Hunre Yeshua, but Dikla Dharma, we pass like Apapa and Hunre Yeshua that you go with Shishim by Dikla Dharma, it's a regular dekel. The Hilchasak of Seder Eshkulusa, but Dikla Parsa. Dikla Parsa is a very chosh of a dekel, and there it gets its own evaluation by itself. And if you, it's so choshev that it gets only evaluated by itself, you don't go with 60 times the dekel, you go with it itself, and if he destroys that dekel by a dekel parsoi, you can go like the risk loosing to pay for that dekel by itself.